Here's to the sounds of silence. It definitely is a fast-paced, noisy world these days, so I was intrigued by a recent announcement from Walmart Canada. For the retail giant, 403 of its stores across the country will be introducing sensory-friendly hours. What that means is on designated days and during certain hours the noise will be turned down. They will cut the music and limit the public address announcements unless it's an emergency. No more clean up in aisle 10 inches or housewares. Pick up line 2 for customer carryout. Number more screechy, static-filled communication. Head of store operations Joe Schrouder says, "This is an important step we're taking to create a more inviting and positive shopping experience for customers who experience sensory overload and their families. Approximately one-third of people experience sensory overload from noise to bright lights, causing discomfort and frustration for shoppers." According to Healthline.com, sensory overload happens when you're getting more input from your five senses than your brain can sort through and process. It often impacts people with autism, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, a traumatic brain injury, and even fibromyalgia. You can imagine how flashing overhead lights, loud music, or multiple conversations going on at once could trigger those who are susceptible. To be honest, it never really occurred to me that shopping would be such a source of discomfort for many people, though it would also make sense, of course. Even without the condition, we have all experienced a heightened state of anxiety when we are in an environment where too much is happening all at once. Your reaction is to get away and go somewhere peaceful. How many times in a day have we all just thought, "Why can't they just turn that music down? It really makes it hard to concentrate." So, good for Walmart Canada for launching this initiative. These sensory-friendly hours will be observed Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays from store opening to 10 a.m. Maybe if it has a good response, other stores may follow suit. Thrift stores could definitely turn down the volume on the Muzak. I've heard people have complained about it and been told local management has no power to turn it down or change the musical genre. Really? Local sports bars must be a nightmare for sensitive patrons, with all those TV screens with competing sports flashing constantly, not to mention the volume of the crowd. That can bring on a headache for sure. I'm sure anyone who suffers from sensory overload already knows when and where is best for them to frequent. It's great they will now have another choice to make things more comfortable for them. So, while I will still complain about Walmart's lack of cashiers and overabundance of self-checkouts, today I will give them props for being proactive and turning down the volume. Wendy King is a columnist with Barry Today.